This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Marshall Terry. Now it's time for the latest installment of Social Distancing. It's our series where we hear from you, our listeners, about the challenges and changes you're facing in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. In our latest story, WFAE's Sarah D'Elia speaks to a healthcare worker who, while recovered from COVID-19, still experiences the stigma of having had the virus.
On a Friday in early April, 56-year-old Ramona Reeves started to feel a little off at work. She's a patient coordinator at Atrium Health, so it wasn't hard to get a quick temperature check. It turned out she had a low-grade fever and was sent home. From that point, things took a turn for the worse.
I got a fever, a high fever. I had the chills and I felt achy, the bad cough, and just feeling awful.
Along with the aches and pains she experienced that night, she also felt something else, fear that she had come into contact with the coronavirus.
But I was praying that I didn't have it, and I was scared. It was just really scary.
She was tested, and when the results came in, her worst fears were confirmed. Ramona was positive for COVID-19. Although she works in a hospital, she's not sure where she came into contact with the virus. At that point in April, people had just started social distancing practices, and wearing a mask wasn't as commonplace as it is currently. Ramona immediately isolated herself at home, which meant staying away from her husband and college-age son. She was sick for about 20 days, and the isolation she experienced during that time was more physically and emotionally challenging than she had ever expected.
I wouldn't wish this on anybody. This is the worst that I've ever felt. And then the thing is that you're sick and you're by yourself.
There was no lead up to prepare for isolation. Her cell phone was her lifeline. If she needed something, she would call her husband or son. They would put a tray at her door and call her back to let her know it was ready. Then there would be clouds of disinfectant and countless wipes the family used to try and keep the house as clean as possible, to stay as safe as possible, which meant being far away from Ramona.
As human beings, we're not used to being isolated in a room by yourself, and then no touch or hug or kiss from your family member. It's very, very different and scary.
And what made the isolation even more scary was when Ramona was in true physical pain by herself. On Easter Sunday, she had trouble breathing. It was different from being out of breath after a long run, she said. No matter what she did, she could not catch her breath, and her mind started to race.
Am I having a panic attack because I feel like I'm going to die? I can't breathe. Am I truly having shortness of breath? Or I thought they were going to have to take me in and put me on the ventilator.
Ramona went to the emergency room that night. They did a chest x-ray to make sure her lungs were all right and confirmed she was short of breath, not having a panic attack. She did not need to be put on a ventilator, but she did need treatment. So she was sent back home and set up with Atrium's COVID-19 virtual hospital. It's a program that helps monitor and treat COVID-19 patients who, while sick, are not at the point where they need to be hospitalized, saving beds for those who need more intense care. This meant Ramona had virtual visits with her doctor through a screen, while at the same time, a paramedicine team came into her home and examined her in person.
Mentally, it made me feel a little bit better that I actually saw somebody. That has to be a scary feeling for them, coming into somebody's house. Then you had to come into my bedroom, examine me. They didn't treat me like I had the plague. They just treated me like a human being.
Ramona was especially grateful for that in-person kindness. That's why she chose to go into the healthcare industry, she said, to treat others the way she wanted to be treated.
So that's why I give them high praise, even though they were all gowned up. I don't know if I would be able to do that.
Eventually, Ramona got better. Comparatively, she feels great, but she can still get short of breath if she pushes herself too hard. She's back at work, working from home mostly, but still goes to the hospital about 2 days a week. And that emotion of fear of getting the virus, fear of pain, fear of being put on a ventilator, or even death, is still there. But she's encountering that feeling in a different way.
And then some people are still scared of me.
When some in Ramona's life have found out she had COVID-19, she feels like they still treat her like she currently has the plague. That includes coworkers, friends, and even some family.
I don't take offense to it. It doesn't hurt my feeling. To each his own, that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But I'd still try to keep my distance and wear my mask, keep my hands sanitized. They're not afraid to ask me how I felt, what symptoms did I have and everything, but they're definitely staying their distance.
She gets it. Experiencing COVID-19 was scary. The physical sickness and the emotional loneliness. She wouldn't wish it on anyone. That's why she's donating plasma. The idea is that Ramona's plasma is full of rich antibodies that could help current COVID-19 patients fight off the virus.
For me personally, if I can save somebody that had it way worse than I had it, I want to help somebody else if I can.
Donating plasma, she points out, only takes about a couple of hours. And those 2 hours could mean the difference of easing someone's suffering and ending the fear of their physical and emotional pain. For Ramona, providing a possible antidote to that fear doesn't get much more personal than that. If you'd like to share how the coronavirus has changed your life, leave us a voicemail at 704-916-9114 or go to WFAE.org for more information. And we hope you and your loved ones are taking care.
Do your distance, keep your mask on, wash your hands, because this is very serious and you don't know how it's going to affect you.